Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and today we are speaking with Elsa Kurt, author of You Wrote It, Now What? Elsa is here to talk about her book promotion experience and what marketing strategies worked well and what did not, so she can help others by sharing her tips and secrets to book marketing success. So welcome, Elsa.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about the book, You Wrote It, Now What?
Sure, I'd love to. So You Wrote It, Now What is basically a beginner's guide, kind of like an introduction to the whole writing, publishing, and self-promoting process for new and aspiring writers. And I walk them through basically each phase and each step of the process, right from establishing a writing routine all the way up to doing author events and signing books and kind of everything in between.
Now, Elsa, why did you decide to write a book like this?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been writing professionally, with intent to publish for several years now and doing the author circuit and going on conventions and all of those things. And every time there's always someone or several someones that come up and ask me or they tell me that, you know, I've written a book or I want to write a book, but I don't really know what to do next. And you know, honestly, it breaks my heart when I hear that because I was them. I was there once and I felt that way. And, you know, and through some pretty hard knocks and a lot of mistakes, I was actually able to figure it all out. And now that I have this information, I want to be able to share it and help other people get on their way in that journey and you know, achieving those goals and dreams for themselves, like I was able to do.
Now, of course, to do that, you have to get the book in somebody's hands, right? And get out there and let the world know all about your book. So what was it that you did to promote it?
So, you know, funny enough, when I started writing, I thought I'd just put it out there in the universe and people would buy it. And, you know, as we all know, it doesn't really work that way. And I got the crash course in that. So, you know, what I had to do really was, and because there's other books out doing similar things that, you know, to what I'm doing, I knew I needed to get myself out there and promote the book face-to-face, in person, and that meant actually creating a presentation for You Wrote It, Now What?, where I would give them kind of the scenic overview, if you will, of the writing, publishing, and promoting process, and then, you know, include the book as part of the fee for the engagement. So, you know, that was the best way I found to just person-to-person get out there, go to the bookstores and the library, and you know, coffee houses and book, you know, everywhere you could go and offer this course, this program.
Now, so you went out there, you went to bookstores, you went to coffee houses. Did you do anything else in terms of your book promotion? What was your kind of overall experience when you were out there from the beginning to the end? And of course, maybe there is no end in promoting the book.
There's never an end, never an end. yeah, sure. You know, I had to attack from every angle, basically. And of course, social media is your first and often your least expensive route to self-promote yourself and your work, and that's been a huge venue for that. So a lot of social media sharing and sharing on my page, my author page, and using tools like Amazon marketing services, and, you know, kind of a little bit of everything, a multi-layered attack, so to speak.
And now, for all the authors out there that are listening, do you have any advice or even a secret or two to your book-selling success that you would like to share?
Oh, I wish there was a secret. It really is tenacity, perseverance, and consistency. You have to be consistent really across all of your options and use all of your options. And you know, I like to consider my network of authors. I call it the author tribe. And it's really such a wonderful group of people. And you know, normally writing is of course so isolating. So I would say putting yourself out there with your author peers, and we're also willing to share what we know. You know, you'd be surprised. But that would really honestly be my biggest advice. Build your author tribe and put yourself out there. And you know, speaking as an introvert, I do realize how hard that is, but it's invaluable to the growth of your books and yourself, really. But yeah, that's as close as I can get to a secret. I wish I had more than that for you.
Well, we know there's a lot more in your book itself, right?
So yes.
Our listeners can learn much more about Elsa's experiences, her advice on the entire process of writing and publishing and promoting in her book, You Wrote It, Now What? And so you can check that out on her website, which is elsakurt.com, and that's E-L-S-A, Kurt, K-U-R-T, elsakurt.com. Check her out at social media across all the platforms, at author Elsa Kurt, and of course Amazon and most online book retailers will have her book for you there as well. So Elsa, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
And thank you all for listening to this podcast brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy this rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.